We were taking a look at where Americans are with regards to race, particularly when it comes to Democrats and Republicans. And when they looked at this in 1994, the partisan difference was 13 points. By 2009, it was only somewhat larger, 19 points. But today, the gap in opinions between Republicans and Democrats about racial discrimination and black advancement has increased to 50 points. Let me tell you what one of my concerns about that is, as we look at this whole issue of who gets the blame for the condition, for the plight that black people find themselves in. I really think that it's some of the actions taken or lack of action taken by some black people. Some black people have, without question, caused their condition to be a very negative one. But there's also no question that institutional racism has been a part of that. It shares the blame as well. And one of my concerns about this, as we look at this, and people choose to ignore some factors that are just as relevant as the ones that they choose to focus on, is the increase in hostility and malice and hatred. The increase. And I'm looking at how ugly things got when Barack Obama was elected president. Don't get me wrong. I know things were ugly long before Barack Obama was elected president. Ugliness has been part of the fabric of this society from the time it came to be called America. And that's just reality. But beauty has been here as well. From the very beginning, from the time that it began to be called America, beauty has been here. It's still here. Unfortunately, the ugliness has been here from the beginning, and it's still here as well. And you look at the rise of malice, hostility, hatred. When Barack Obama was president and you had these mock lynchings in various parts of the country, this rush to buy more guns. By the way, I understand people, you know, want to make it clear that they have concerns about the black race coming into their homes to harm them, breaking into their cars to harm them. Had that been happening? I mean, in the more than 200 years, more than 200 years, including in the last 80 years, that this has been called America, this country has been America, what has been the prevalence? I'm not asking if there's a case here, a case there. What has been the prevalence of black people invading the homes of people other than black people? I'm not saying every single case that has ever occurred. I'm talking about the prevalence. What is typical? Actually, when you think about it, the black race really has done nothing to bring alarm to the white race to say, well, we gotta make sure that we have ourselves armed so we can defend ourselves. Generally speaking, a lot of the wrong done to black people is done by black people and white people, white races. A lot of the harm done to Hispanics is done by Hispanics and white races. Most of the harm done to Asians is done by Asians. The vast majority of the harm done to white people is done by white people. So I understand this desire to be ready to defend yourselves. Interestingly enough, though, a lot of times people have the wrong other folks in mind when they think about defending themselves. Think about the bombings that have taken place in this country. And not just, don't just square it down to what happened in New York when President Clinton was in office and what happened on 9/11. when George W. Bush was in office. Look at all of them. All the bombings that have taken place in America from the time that it came to be called America to this day. Where do most of the bombings come from? And who do they perpetrate those against? Most of the bombings done by white people. When it comes to the guns, most of the white people are shot by other white people, just like most black people are shot by other black people. There's just been nothing to actually have occurred over the course of more than 200 years that would warrant this fear that some people have of the black race just moving in on them to harm them. It hasn't been happening in over 200 years. I'm talking about what is typically going on. I'm not talking about it, I'm talking about isolated cases here or there. Immigration. 65% of Americans say that immigrants strengthen the country because of their hard work and their talents. 65%. 26% of Americans say that immigrants are a burden because they take our jobs and our housing and our health care. Isn't that interesting? The immigrants take our health care. Isn't that interesting? Think about how hard not only Republican politicians in D.C., but Republican politicians in states all across the country were fighting to get rid of health care over the last 8 years. Well, they worked hard to try to prevent the nation from having good health care. And then once it came, they worked hard to get rid of it. And think about this. The constituents, we the people, who have worked feverishly to get rid of their health care. People complaining about the very health care that they worked long and hard to get rid of, complaining that immigrants take their health care, take their jobs, and take their housing. Where do you suppose most people in America live? In houses. And the immigrants are taking their housing? The vast majority of Americans don't live anywhere in, nowhere near the types of housing that immigrants live in. Some immigrants. They take our housing. We live in houses because the immigrants have taken our housing. They take our health care that we have fought hard and long to get rid of. They take our jobs, especially the ones that we refuse to even apply for. It's interesting that so often we are so angry at the people who are not harming us. We're angrier at them than we are at the people who are doing the harm, including we ourselves. Very often when people look for scapegoats, the ones who are looking for the scapegoats are hurting themselves much more than the scapegoats are hurting them, if the scapegoats are hurting them at all.